We are followers of Vedic World Ashram Dharma, which is called Sanatana. Prabhupada always said, not Hindu Dharma. Word Hindu was used by Persian, coming from Persia, and they cannot pronounce word H. The river Sindhu, this Indus river is called Sindhu. When they were crossing that river and coming other side, people used to ask, where you went? So we went to the Hindu. They cannot, like, in Sanskrit, same way is called Sapta. And in Persian and Arabic is called Hafta. So, turns into her in their language. So those who are living on the other side of Sindhu, they are called Hindu. Those who are living on the other side of Indus are called Indian. So it is not Hindu Dharma. It is Varna Ashram Vedic Sanatana Dharma. Varna Ashram Vedic Sanatana Dharma. Why it is called Varna Ashram? Because it is given by the Supreme Lord. Therefore it is Dharma. Dharmatu Sakshat Bhagavad Pranitam. Dharmatu Sakshat Bhagavad Pranitam. And this is the Bhagavan Sri Krishna who is giving Varna Ashram Dharma. Why it is called Vedic? Because all the duties of the Varna Ashram are described in the Vedas. Why it is called Sanatana? Because it is eternal. It has no beginning and it has no end. It is nitya. Somewhere in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada describes Sanatana Dharma. Somebody has a... Can somebody recall? Jivatma is Sanatana. Bhagavan is Sanatana. The Dharma is Sanatana. Yeah. And what is that Dharma Sanatana? Service and love. All the living entities have love and service as their inseparable. Love and service are inseparable from the individual. From the living entity. Inseparable. Dharma means that which cannot be separated, which never changes. Therefore, Prabhupada used to say, religion is not a proper translation of dharma. Religion is faith which can change. But dharma cannot change. Everybody has to serve. Whatever, wherever he is, whichever country, whichever faith he is following, he has to serve. Because service is the dharma of the living entity. Jiveda, Swarupahai, Krishnera, Nitya Das. That is dharma. So then we have, yesterday we discussed the verses 16 to 24, karma yoga for jnanis atva, otherwise working with transcendental knowledge. You have to work, but work with understanding of relationship of the soul to the super soul and one's constitutional position. Then it's called working with understanding that soul is eternal servitor of Supreme Lord. Then it's called working with karma yoga for jnani. Then we discuss Vedic all sacrifices are ultimately aimed at transcendental knowledge. The purpose of all Vedic sacrifices is transcendental knowledge. Otherwise, the Vedic sacrifices will simply material karma fund, then there is no Vedic. Now, all the sacrifice leads to transcendental knowledge. The transcendental knowledge is given by Krishna himself. Now, if we want to get transcendental knowledge, it's not easy. It cannot be had from the books by reading only. It cannot come on its own. for transcendental knowledge, we have to approach the person who has transcendental knowledge coming from Krishna and disciple succession. Is it clear? Now, today we will do the last set of verses, 34 to 42, summary of the transcendental knowledge, how it can be received, how it can be received, number one. Number two, one who have a transcendental knowledge, then what are the benefits of transcendental knowledge? And who is eligible to receive transcendental knowledge? And who is disqualified for receiving transcendental knowledge? So these are the certain things we will discuss today. Is it okay? One thing yesterday, I said, this is my understanding, widened by being with you all, intelligent students. Krishna says, those who know that I am doing all work, but I am not attached. Simply by knowing that, you will be also relieved from the bondage of the world. Yudhishthira, can you tell how this can happen? If you simply know that Krishna is doing work but is not attached by the result of the work, by simply knowing this, we will also be free from the bondage of the work. How is that? If simply we know this, then we will be also relieved. That's what Krishna is saying in the verse.
If we know that Krishna is not bad, so being not bad, we will not be bad.
So Krishna is not attached, the who follow Krishna will not also not be attached. That's what following Krishna, therefore they will not also be implicated. Very good answer. Krishna is not attached to the fruits of the action because we don't need anything. He is doing as an example. So the devotee who follow Krishna will also do the work without attachment to set the example. So you will not be implicated. Very good. Somebody else has to say something? Krishna is beyond three modes of material nature, and devotee, since he is attached to the activity only for Krishna, is also beyond three modes of material nature. So when Krishna is beyond three modes of material nature, when devotee by devotional service, when comes to beyond three modes of material nature, all his actions are liberated, no bondage, a karma. He becomes a karma. Somebody want to say something more? Realization? Yes?
Somebody knows both all the energies of Krishna in life perspective. Then he knows how Krishna, how great Krishna is, how many people are, how all the energies are working in the world. Then he is working.
He is working because everything belongs to Krishna. I belong to Krishna. I am part of the machine of the whole universe of the Krishna. So I am working for Krishna as a sacrifice to Krishna. Therefore, he is not bonded. He cannot be bound. That's good. Everything is Krishna's. I am Krishna's. I am working for Krishna. So why have I to be bound? I will be free. Is it okay? Now, how to receive transcendental knowledge? We'll go further to the state of worship where we start today. We have different witness we did yesterday. Now, this is the state of verses. Transcendental knowledge. Summary of the transcendental knowledge. Let's read this verse.
Tadvidhi pranipadena vadi prasnena sevaya upadeshanti te jnanam jnanina satya.
will be the process for acquiring transcendental knowledge. Tatvidhi means vidhi means process. Tat means that transcendental knowledge which till now, up till now we have discussed. For acquiring that knowledge, the process is number one, pranipatena. Yesterday we used one word pranam. You know pranami? The donation box is called pranami. We offer pranam and then we put something. So this word same is prani. Means one should bow down before a person who has a transcendental knowledge, before the self-realized soul. He should bow down. But why is only that praname? Why pranipatena? So, simply praname, one should do the pranam. Pranam means bow down. Why is patena also behind that? Yes? Humbly, very good. So humbly asking obeisances.
Submissive.
You know when Prabhupada used to travel, so many people pious Hindu, Maharaj Pranam, Maharaj Pranam. By doing that they will get transcendental knowledge? No. Patena means, well, generally patena means after going down, just stay there, don't go. This is what I understand. Pranipatena means you offer obedience and stay there. What to do by staying there? Paripurshane. It's not only do pranam and then just go, as the other people are saying, Maharaj Pranam, Maharaj Pranam. You know, all this is not impressions. Pranipatena. Generally, patena means just be there. Why? Pari prashnena. Krishna did not say prashnena. Prashnena means question. But pari prashnena. See, this is the technical word. Pari means transcendental. Pari means beyond this material creation. Ask question about transcendental inquiries. It's not me, people go to the sadhu and say, Maharaj, how can I get a son? How my business will be? Why nicely flourishing? How can I get a house? People ask these questions always. But this is not pari-parishnana. Pari-parishnana means, how can I know about Krishna? How can I serve Krishna? How? Why? Pari-parishnana is Sanatana Goswami's question too. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amitye, who am I? Why am I suffering in this material world? What is goal and how to achieve it? That is Pariparshana. Pariparshana, an example of Pariparshana is Sanatana Goswami asking question from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who am I? People say I am minister, but I don't know who am I. Second question is that why we are suffering in this material world? Why the Maya is giving us trouble? And third question was, sadhya sadhan ke, what is the goal and how to achieve it? That is Pariparshana. Is it okay? Then third thing is devaya, render service. Go down, sit there, ask transcendental inquiries, submissively, humbly, and then render transcendental service. What will please Prabhupada the more? Most Prabhupada, devotee used to ask. When devotee advance in spiritual life, this pleases the spiritual master most. When they advance spiritually, that pleases. So seva means follow the instruction. And then what is the result? Upadeshanti. Literally, upadeshanti means he will instruct you. how means he will bring you up. He will give you transcendental knowledge. How? Om Agyan Timuranda said, Jyana Anjana Shunakaya. How he will give transcendental knowledge? That's what Upadeshanti means actually. Upadeshanti means, this verse we always recite, Om Agyan Timuranda Sya Jyana Anjana Shunakaya. चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन चक्षुर उन्मीलितं ये इक्षति इज चक्षु वृंदावन चक्र इक्षा इक्षा इज चक्षु आई इक्षा अदरवाइज इक्षा इज आई बट आई कम ट्रांसेंडेंट इक्षा उपदेशंति माय अध्यक्ष इक्षा अंडर माय
To direct.
He is seen. When you direct somebody, where is dosha? You will direct if you have seen. How will you direct without seeing? So when you have seen, then you will direct. That is here. Jnaninam tattva darshanah. He has already seen the tattva. And he will direct us to that. So Upadeshan actually means he put an ointment in the eyes of a transcendental knowledge that he can see the absolute truth, the tattva. You understand what it means? This is what every day what we pray to the Guru for what purpose? Every day is our prayer Om Agyan Timuranda Sya. So that is jnana, jnana anjana shalakaya. Upadeshanti de jnanam, jnaninas tattva darshana. And he has learned this jnana, and he is tattva darshi. And what is this tattva? We have discussed this tattva sometime, 2-3 days back. In first part of chapter 4, which is the verse, can somebody quote?
Janma karma cha me devyam evam yuve tattvata.
And what Prabhupada said about this tattva? It is Krishna science. This tattvata is Krishna science.
Huh?
It is verse 9 of the fourth chapter. And we had here Prabhupada's comment in a lecture, if you remember. You remember? Krishna science, tattvata. It's not by scholarly you can understand Krishna. It's by humble. Our reception from the spiritual master is a Krishna science, tattvata. So same tattva, janma karma cha maya devyam evam yu tattvata evam. And who will Dharma Prabhupada then quote it? Tattvata? Then he says, Krishna is saying, how can Krishna be known? Bhaktyana abhijanati yadam yes chashmi tattvata. Only devotees will understand me in tattvata. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Je Krishna tattva veta sei guru vai. Je Krishna tattva veta sei guru vai. So this verse is something to for us to understand. Can you read some of this? Just
try to learn the feedback which is teacher master. Inquire from the recipient and the service center. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge into you because they have seen the truth.
Because they have seen the truth. Okay, now this is something. Prabhupada's purpose is, something is in our purpose. Can you read, Krishna? Here.
Knowledge cannot progress
So what are the two things? You will never get transcendental knowledge, not by mental speculations, nor by dry arguments. Two. Three, not only by knowledge of the books. Three things will not give you transcendental knowledge. See, argument, dry argument, mental speculation, and only reading books. Nor by independent of books of knowledge. Nor by independent of books of knowledge. Can we translate this line? Nor by independent of books of knowledge. Only independently you buy a book from the market and read, you will not get the transcendental knowledge. Even in ordinary studies, if you buy the medical book or engineering book from the bookstore and you read it, you cannot be engineer or doctor. You have to be in a bona fide university and you should be under some bona fide professor. So you get transcendental knowledge, you should be in a bona fide sampradaya and you should be under a bona fide spiritual master. Very simple. Is it clear? Now this is second line in the purport.
No, but what is the difference that it separates from the
Therefore Prabhupada is Siksha Guru for the whole son for generation to come. Prabhupada is a Siksha Guru for the generation of these sons to come through his books he laid down the principle. The spiritual masters simply are helping us to understand those and put in practice. So that aspect is there, but only by reading those books we can come to the person who will explain those. Like you are reading books, but now you are here to understand it. So similarly, you have to be under some spiritual guidance, and then there is the need of this. We will discuss this, is a separate subject matter, but not only books of knowledge. This is so you can buy, say, in other words, I am saying so many people are buying books, but they cannot be devotee by simply buying books. And even sometimes people are just watching the Ramayana and Mahabharata. They know everything, but they cannot become devotee by that. Yes, you wanted to ask something, Prabhu? By definition, initiation means beginning. They are beginning their spiritual life by reading books. That is okay. That translation, if you grant like this, so they will have some case, therefore they have purchased book. And if they read, they will start a spiritual life. But for them, to advance, they need definitely a guide, a spiritual master. So next line is, such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a manual servant without false prestige. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was a well-known scholar of his time, and his English still we are not able to understand, a British English. And he accepted Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj as a spiritual master who was completely illiterate. And he was humbly serving. There is a very vivid example that how, and at one stage, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj said, our Prabhu, means Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, has now got the renunciation of Rupa and Sanatan. So he said, my Prabhu, this word Prabhu means master actually. And Naradji is addressing Vyasadeva Prabhu when they are meeting in a Bhagavad ashram. And then this same thing, Bhakti Siddhanta Gorkishodas Maharaj said, my Prabhu is now, I can see him the signs of renunciation of Rupa Gosanatha and Goswami when he was observing Chaturmasya and living there at a yoga beach in an austerity. And then at one place Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, my Guru Maharaj, he used to say, Bhakti Siddhanta Gorkishodas Babaji and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, both are my spiritual masters. They wanted me to preach. But I don't have resources, I don't have money. How can I preach? And in Yom Kippur he was convinced by then, and then he saw Sipancha Tattva, he saw the parampara and he saw the both spiritual master, because they already departed from the manifest past tense. And then they told, don't worry, you will have unlimited resources and many followers, just you start. And he got full faith in that revelation, and he started and he established 64 branches in India, and he had many followers, and one of the followers, Srila Prabhupada, has carried out the mission and proved the prophecy of Mahaprabhu that Hare Krishna mantra will be chanted all over the world. Similarly, Prabhupada was sitting here and Rupa Goswami Samadhi, and these Goswamis blessed him. And so that's what it says. If you are not arrogant, no false prestige. And then maybe third line also. This is the end of secret. So Mukana, right?
Acceptance of the self-realized spiritual matter is the secret for advancement in spiritual life.
This is all from our purpose, Prabhupada's purpose. Okay? The satisfaction of the self. Yashya Prasada, Bhagavad Prasada. Yashya Prasada Anagati Tutu. And Srila Prabhupada wrote, I have established this Krishna conscious movement to please Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Because he wanted this. It's for his belief. It's my offering to him. I'm not getting any credit. We read in the preface, you remember we read in the preface of one of the lecture classes? Prabhupada said, people say, I am the founder of ISKCON. But actually, the original founder of ISKCON is Krishna himself. If any credit goes to me, I simply follow the instruction of my spiritual master. I wanted to please him. That was the mood is in the preface. Okay? Here is the text. Lila Prem? Prem Lila Prem. So what is the proper combination for the disciple? Inquiries and submission. Pariprasnayam. Definition. It's very excellent Pariprasnayam from Nectar of Instruction. Yudhishthira, can you read?
Pariprasnayam. Vijyasu Shayatamam. Varmati Vijyasu. Very much interested to learn from Gopas Krishna. The inquiries one makes should pertain to that person.
Pari means transcendental. Is it clear? Inquiries should be transcendental science. What is a good example we gave? Sanatana Goswami asking from? That is Pariprasnayam. Jivyasu Shreya Uttamam. And now, Prabhupada has used this word. Blind following. What is blind following means? We should not be blind following. In our purport, there is a word blind following. So what is the meaning of blind following? Can you read? Manjali?
Blind following means go ahead and following. So many times people are following. Let me continue to travel. This is called blind following. You do not know what is that coming, whether it is a sign or an aspect. You do not know when the person is going to go. Oh, let me continue to travel.
That's what blind following. You don't know who he is. He has thousands of disciples, so let him become one of his disciples. So nowadays, to become disciple, he has become patient. The big Swami, many disciples have become patient. That is blind following. So what is blind following? And what are these two things will not help in our purport, Prabhupada's vision. Blind following and absurd inquiries will not help. What is absurd inquiries? Yes, Sanatana.
Absurd inquiry. Just like somebody goes to a so-called spiritual master and he asks the spiritual master, can you show me God? And the spiritual master immediately showed him God. You see, this wrestling is going on. Suppose if you go to a professor and you say, oh, if you're a professor, can you make me immediately M.A.? And he says, yes, why not? Then, are you not a fool?
And this is Prabhupada is saying, you go to the university and ask professor, make me PhD, and he said yes. You have to study, you have to prove. It's not.
So this is Prabhupada's lecture somewhere.
You have to check it. This Prabhupada's lecture is in Los Angeles 69. So
you have to check it. You go to a marketplace, you buy something, suppose you purchase one knife. You know what is knife? It must be a sharpened instrument. You see how it is cutting, you test it. So suppose if you go on to somebody to see God, how you'll test it if
you do not know
what is God. Then he will give you, supply you, deliver you one dog. And you understand, this is God. What is the testing power? At least you must have some theoretical knowledge. What is God?
This is very funny. You ask for God and he will give you God, and you think he is God. This is the 69th Prabhupada lecture. Is it okay? Now, Sevaya. This is a nice definition of Sevaya by Prabhupada. Swami, read
it.
Something you have to pay. So for this knowledge which spiritual master is giving, you have nothing to pay. So you have to give your life for a whole life to serve. And that is sevaya means. Sevaya means that you bring some fruit and offer to the spiritual master and then disappear. At this point, the spiritual master comes, then you just roam around him, and when he goes, then you also disappear. You have to serve his mission. It is a lifelong commitment. It's going and coming. So this is the exercise we have to do. Now we will make a few groups. Say, those who are inside, others say, AC compartment. How many are you? Four? Five. So you have this, I am my own guru. I don't need anyone else. I simply follow Shastra, which is the highest authority, because it was spoken by Lord Krishna. You have to defeat this argument, and you need guru, otherwise that's what the whole topic we have discussed. Some people say, I am my own guru, Baba. So you have this topic, okay? Rupananda. So mothers, you have a topic, and unless someone can reply to any question I ask, I cannot and should not accept him as a spiritual master. He must have seen the truth. You have to defeat this argument. Okay? Mothers, now there is another musician. You four here, okay? Among you and our Vrindavan Bihari. I am so lucky that I have guru. Now I don't have to think. Okay? Because you think you defeat this argument. Now you four, Vrindavan Chandra Guru. In the purport of the verse 434 of the Gita, Srila Prabhupada mentions how two things, challenging inquiries and blind following, are to be avoided. How do we reconcile the need to accept authority, the need to question? So there appears to be contradictory, but how it can be reconciled? One more sentence.
Question when it comes to Shastric knowledge.
When it comes to the Shastric knowledge, and then the last E is maybe Madhavi, you could have two groups for that. If someone asks too many questions, it shows they have many doubts. This is therefore a bad sign for a devotee. For a doubting soul, there is no evidence in this world. So 10 minutes. You first one you take, the Chauhan Guru take one, Sanatana you take the last one. Okay, 10 minutes. You find out the principle from Prabhupada, forward, and come up with how can you defeat these arguments. Okay? In the whole, everything is in the purport. Just you read the purport, you will find the answer. Aapko jana hai? हाँ देव के बारे में जाना है आने में समझ रहा हूँ नहीं ठीक है धन्यवाद हरे कृष्ण.